Hello and welcome to my podcast. I'm Nitha and I'm a school governor, quality of education lead in a special needs secondary school here in the UK and a special needs consultant for immigrant families. My journey began as a year four teacher in the UAE, United Arab Emirates, and today I'll be exploring the ethical responsibilities of using technology in the classroom. We'll talk about ethics, equity, and empowerment. Now, digital technology in the classroom promises innovation, personalization, and access, but it also raises deep ethical concern. Waters highlights serious risks like student data privacy violations. Trant talks about surveillance under the guise of personalization. And Monbiot and Sims talk about the commodification of education systems. Now, children, especially those with special needs or from immigrant backgrounds, are particularly vulnerable. While devices may offer a chance to level the playing field, they often become instruments of corporate profit and control. Polsky's critique is vital here, arguing that technological inclusion, far from neutral, can reinforce the colonial and neoliberal power hierarchies it claims to disrupt. This happens when tech platforms marketed as inclusive actually concentrate power in the hands of corporations. They promote standardized solutions that ignore local or cultural contexts and turn data into a resource for profit, which are highlights of colonialism and neoliberalism. As a special needs consultant working closely with immigrant parents of children with special needs here in the UK, I witnessed stark realities of digital exclusion and its impact on learning and safeguarding. I've seen families struggle to access device or navigate school platforms, results in learners missing essential information, falling behind in class, or being unfairly flagged as disengaged. When sitting in safeguarding meeting, concerns have been raised about poorly explained digital policies, which affect children's ability to report issues or participate safely online. What we're seeing here is the emergence of digital capital, a modern counterpart to Bourdieu's cultural capital, where access to devices, digital fluency, and social networks become form of power. But understanding of digital literacy has shifted from basic competency to critical engagement. Who owns the platforms? What data is being collected? Whose narrative are centered or erased? For special education, ethical use of technology isn't an add-on, it's essential. Take the Inspire Learning program in Scotland. Though well-intentioned, reveal risks, platform dependency, teacher and school student interaction, teacher agency, and really opaque data policies. Compare this with the Internet Society's global initiative to connect underprivileged communities, focusing on open community-led access. We are seeing two opposing visions of digital inclusion. While Inspire Learning locks students into Apple's ecosystem, raising concerns about monopolization and data exploitation, the Internet Society model centers local empowerment and digital freedom. The question becomes not just about who is included, but who is gaining from this. These issues highlight educators' ethical responsibility, not just to integrate digital tools, but to interrogate them. This is especially problematic in special education, where surveillance can become punitive and the learner's autonomy is already dangerous. As digital technology becomes increasingly embedded in educational spaces, it's no longer enough to focus solely on functionality. We must equip students with a broader set of digital literacies, skills that enable them to critically evaluate content, question data practices, and understand the ethical dimensions of their online interactions. These literacies also include awareness of how algorithms, platform design, and ownership can shape what learners see, do, and become online. Inclusion in the digital aid must be more than providing devices. It must prepare learners to challenge bias, protect their rights, and participate responsibly in digital spaces. In conclusion, when technology offers powerful opportunities to transform education, its benefit depends entirely on how consciously and critically it is used. As educators, we are not just users of technologies, we are critical gatekeepers. It's our role to ensure digital environments support liberation, not just functionality.